There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Yesterday, a low-cost airline, Vueling Airlines, forcibly removed a Jewish summer camp director and about 50 children from a flight. The children, aged between 10 and 15 from France, were singing Hebrew songs when the incident occurred. Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli described the arrest as a serious anti-Semitic act, which highlights rising anti-Semitism and false narratives about Israel. The children are currently in Valencia awaiting return to France. Vueling, which is owned by British Airways, has until now refused to comment on the incident. Deborah Lyons, in her first interview since resigning as Canada's special envoy on Holocaust remembrance, cited exhaustion and frustration over limited support against rising anti-Jewish hatred. She committed to her ongoing dedication and support for a better Canada.
During this period, these last 2 years, I've been really quite amazed and often become quite despondent and despairing about the fact that it was hard to get people to speak up about what we were seeing happening here on Canadian soil. If we can't deal with what's happening in a growing hatred on our own soil, what does that say about us? Because it's pretty scary out there, not just for our Jewish community, but certainly my empathy is with my Jewish families, my Jewish community. But I think what is ever happening to our Jewish community is happening to all of us. So we've got to pay a lot of attention to how we address hate.
Australia's Jewish community has shown solidarity with the Druze community following recent massacres in Syria, urging government action. Rabbi Badran, speaking for the Australian Druze, emphasized Australia's history of defending vulnerable groups and urged leaders to advocate for justice and humanitarian aid. The Druze community in Australia, numbering around 4,000, continues to press for international awareness and support amid ongoing violence in Syria. A group of European rabbis recently received Krav Maga combat training in Eindhoven in the Netherlands as part of the Rabbinical Center of Europe's program. The initiative was inspired by concerns amongst rabbis about personal safety while walking in public spaces. Rabbi Aria Goldberg of the Rabbinical Center of Europe highlighted that the training aims to empower rabbis to feel more confident and prepared against potential threats. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A security source has confirmed that humanitarian aid trucks entering Gaza are frequently looted by Hamas and local civilians, with up to half of the cargo stolen in some cases. According to Reuters, Brazil plans to intervene in South Africa's case against Israel at the ICJ. The move has been condemned by Israeli officials as an inappropriate use of the Genocide Convention. Senator Ted Cruz has proposed legislation allowing the Department of Justice prosecutors to apply racketeering charges to organizations inciting violence during college protests. Hamburg State Opera's new house is being funded by billionaire Klaus Michael Kuhn, whose family's logistics firm collaborated with the Nazi regime during World War II, sparking controversy. The Lufthansa Group, comprising Lufthansa, Swiss, Austrian, Brussels Airlines and Eurowings have announced their return to Israel operations beginning August the 1st. And finally, Melanie Shiraz recently shared her excitement and plans upon being crowned Miss Universe Israel 2025. The 26-year-old, originally from Israel and educated at the University of California, Berkeley, aims to represent her country confidently amid ongoing hostility. She firmly intends using her platform to showcase Israel's diversity and kindness, hoping to challenge negative stereotypes. Shiraz, who works as a data scientist, has faced numerous anti-Israel comments but remains focused on promoting understanding. Shiraz is set to compete in Thailand this November. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.